Hi, folks. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Anchor or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to favorite this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe to this channel, because people need to hear the message that anyone can build and maintain wealth. And today I want to talk about ways to build wealth. See, a lot of y'all are listening to this message right now, and a lot of y'all are not building wealth. You're not building wealth because you're too busy helping other people build wealth. And I'm going to talk about that today. See, a lot of people are doing things the wrong way. For instance, a lot of people are renting. They're renting a house or they're renting an apartment. And they think they're coming out ahead by doing that. And you're not. And here's why. See, when you rent, you're helping someone else build wealth. For instance, if you're renting a house, you're keeping your landlord potentially wealthy, because your landlord is using the money that you pay that person in rent, and they're using that to build wealth. Let's say, for instance, you're renting a house from your landlord. And let's say your landlord's mortgage, monthly mortgage for that property is $1,000. But your landlord is charging you $2,000 a month in rent. So he's making a profit. You're not only paying your landlord's mortgage, but he's also making a profit. So you're helping someone else build wealth. You're not gaining anything in return other than having a place to stay. Now that's important. You do need a place to stay. I'm not trying to criticize that. But I want you to think. Think critically about what you're doing when you're renting. You're not gaining any equity. You're giving money to someone else. They're using that money to pay their mortgage. They may also use that money to invest in the stock market or buy additional rental properties. So you have to think. Now, I'm not criticizing people who rent, but I just want you to think about what you're doing. See, in life, if you want to build wealth, you have to track your money. You have to know where your money is going. See, if you don't understand what you're doing with your money, then you're not going to build wealth. Now, I know there may be someone out there that's listening to this message, and they might say, well, I don't want to own a home. I don't want the responsibilities of owning a home. I don't want to have to pay for things that come up, like repairs. But you have to also think deeper than that. Because long-term renting will cost you more than owning a house. It will. If you do the math, and it's very risky. It's risky. Because your landlord can always raise your rent. Your landlord can kick you out. So it's risky renting. So that's one reason why I think a lot of people have trouble building wealth, because they're always renting. And there's benefits of owning a home, especially if you have children. You can leave a legacy for your children. See, if you're renting and you pass away, your children can't inherit that property because you don't own it. So if you look at home ownership from a asset standpoint, and if you want to leave a legacy for your children, home ownership is a good way to go. Again, I'm not criticizing people who rent. I've rented before. But if you want to start thinking like a wealth builder, you may consider becoming a homeowner. Because again, overall, long-term renting will cost you more than owning a home. Another way one can build wealth is to invest. See, a lot of people listening to this message right now, you're not participating in stock market investing. You're not. And stock market participation, by far, is the easiest way to build wealth. It is. And the thing I like about the stock market is that you don't have to have a lot of money to get started investing in the stock market. You don't. Unlike if you want to invest in physical real estate, you have to have a lot of money to get started if you want to be a real estate investor. With stock market investing, you don't have to have a lot of money. There's platforms, brokerage platforms, that allow you to buy fractional shares of stocks. There's brokerages that literally will allow you to buy $5 worth of stock. Now, there's two ways you can make money owning stock. And I've addressed this in various other platforms, but I'll talk about it again. See, when you own stock, you can make money through dividends and capital appreciation. What is dividends? What is capital appreciation? Well, dividends are payments that companies pay their shareholders, usually on a quarterly basis. Think of a dividend as a thank you payment. They're paying you to simply hold the stock. Now, most companies that pay dividends to their shareholders, they're usually well-established businesses, financially sound businesses that have the financial resources to pay their shareholders. So that's one way you can make money owning stock. Another way you can make money owning stock is if you buy a stock, let's say for instance, you buy a stock for $500. And 6 months later, that stock increases in value to $1,000. And then you sell the stock at $1,000. So you've doubled your money. You bought the stock at 500, you sold it for 1,000. That's what we refer to as a realized capital gain, because you've realized your profit. Now, me personally, I tend to invest for cash flow and dividends, but that's just me. I'm a dividend growth investor. I don't believe in selling your stock. My principle is this. I like to live off the interest of my investments. I'm a big fan of never touching your principal, but living off the interest. But that's me. So those are two examples of how you can make money owning stock. And a lot of y'all that are listening to this message, you're not participating in stock market investing. Folks, what are you waiting for? See, owning stock is by far, again, the best way and the easiest way to build wealth. And you can pass your stocks down to your heirs. So it's a great way to build wealth for future generations to come. See, folks, if you want to build wealth, you have to think like a wealth builder. See, a lot of us can't build wealth because our priorities are wrong. A lot of us are too busy making other people rich. So you got to get in the habit of paying yourself first. You got to start paying yourself first. Now, most people that tune into this message, I'm sure you work a 9-to-5. You work, and that's a good thing. I'm not knocking anyone that works. Working a 9-to-5 can be a very noble thing to do. But here's what one should do when they work a 9-to-5. See, every time you get paid, you need to take a portion of that and pay yourself first. Let's say, for instance, your take-home pay is $1,000 every 2 weeks. Have the financial discipline to take 20% of that, which would be $200, and buy you some stock every time you get paid. Don't question it. Just know that it's something that you have to do if you want to build wealth. See, the problem with a lot of us, we get paid and we pay everyone else first. We put ourselves last. Money comes in every 2 weeks. We immediately pay our expenses. We immediately buy material possessions when we get paid. And that's the wrong approach. See, you got to prioritize yourself. You got to treat yourself like a bell every time you get paid. Every time you get paid, you have to allocate a portion of your income and invest it. You pay yourself first. Now that takes financial discipline, that takes commitment. But you got to get in the mentality of doing that. Because if you don't prioritize paying yourself first, you'll be broke and poor. Because you're too busy and you're too focused on making everyone else wealthy when you get paid. And that's the wrong approach. When you get paid, you need to prioritize yourself and pay yourself first. Because if you don't pay yourself first, no one else will. See, folks, again, building wealth is all about, it's all about mentality. It's all about having the right mind frame. Anyone can build wealth, but it takes confidence, it takes commitment, and it takes patience. So you got to have those three things. You got to believe that you can build wealth, which is confidence. You got to be committed to building wealth. And you can show that by paying yourself first. And you got to be patient. Because building wealth is a marathon, not a sprint. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there preaching these get-rich schemes on YouTube. But if you want to build wealth, please understand that it's a slow process. It doesn't happen overnight. And you have to have those three things if you want to build wealth. So I just wanted to come on this platform, give you some enlightenment, give you some encouragement to get you to start thinking about building wealth. Ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? What can I do today that can help my financial future? Become committed to building wealth. Because you have an obligation to yourself to build wealth. Nobody's going to build wealth for you. So you have to be the one that steps up to the plate and becomes committed to building wealth. You have power to build wealth. Don't let anyone convince you that you cannot build wealth, because you can. You just need to embrace the mentality of a wealth builder. And if you do that, nothing can stop you. So folks, I hope you liked the message today. I hope you found value of this message. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big. Always strive to be a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.